When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Bart coming at you yet again with another episode of the Back Row Fantasy Show, IDP Primer style. Let's jump right into it. Week 7 was absolutely nuts. Patrick Mahomes goes out. Sam Darnold does nothing. Patriots defense wins you major money in DraftKings. Just a crazy, crazy week in fantasy football. But let's start talking about Week 8. Let's move on, see what we can do to rack up a win, get on the right track. Unless I'm talking to people that won every single game in Week 7, I don't know how. Chase Edmonds killed me, I know that. Alex Erickson is my only offensive pickup for the week. He had a breakout game. He's done this before. I'm not exactly overly excited about anything that the Bengals are doing on offense right now, but when a guy breaks out with over 100 yards on 7 or 8 receptions, you got to pay attention. You might want to bring him in. So definitely worth looking at there. He's the only guy I really see that I have interest in stashing on my roster at this point. So let's get right into defense. Defensive end, first of all, Alex Okafor, Kansas City Chiefs. He had himself a 2-sack game. Demarius Walker has four sacks over his past 4 games. Those are two of the guys I'm looking at right now that I am willing to pick up if I'm in need. Okafor has some very sackable quarterbacks ahead of him in Flacco again. Those two sacks this week were against Flacco. Flacco's a statue, man. You can get him. He's got Flacco again in the future. Mitch Trubisky, Derek Carr. You can tell that I was born in the 80s and was watching David Carr in my 20s. Derek Carr and Phillip Rivers for Okafor. And then Demarius Walker, 25-year-old Denver defensive end. He has some good games coming up as well. Sackable quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, Phillip Rivers, Matthew Stafford, and Derek Carr of the Raiders. So those are two guys I'm keeping eyes on and possibly picking up if I need a defensive end this week. Another guy, Kyle Phillips, I told you last week on the primer, 7 tackles last week. He did it again this week, and he is a rookie, so you can put him on your taxi squad if need be. That's a guy that I'm looking at to put on my taxi and maybe call up to start a game here and there if I have to. Let's move on. Defensive backs, Daryl Roberts and Tremaine Johnson of the Jets. The Jets are getting thrown all over lately. The cornerbacks are getting tackle opportunity after tackle opportunity. Both those guys have already had their bye week. So you pick them up, you've got two guys for the foreseeable future to plug and play in your lineup. Don't have to go and worry about bye weeks if you grab those guys. And Justin Coleman of the Lions, another guy, already had his bye week. So you can pick him up, start him, have your lineup, forget it, good to go from there. So those guys are producing right now. Cornerbacks on bad teams are producing. The Lions are a pretty solid team, but Tremaine Johnson and Daryl Roberts, bad Jets team, bad Jets defense. They're going to give you at least 5 points. You're not going to get an egg out of those guys. So I love those guys' pickups for Week 8. Lonnie Johnson of the Texans, he had 7 tackles. Jonathan Joseph is a little banged up. So Lonnie Johnson is a guy I'm looking at as a last-ditch effort. If you miss out on waivers in the first part of the week, Saturday, maybe a pickup, Lonnie Johnson, and he helps you out once you miss out on some other guys. But you shouldn't miss out on the Jets cornerbacks. Stay away from Marcus Peters. Big trade to the Ravens. He had a defensive touchdown. Don't chase those stats. Don't chase them. I'd leave Marcus Peters on the waiver. Go grab those no-name Jets cornerbacks and just enjoy putting up some solid production. Let's move on to linebackers. Kenny Young was part of that trade for Marcus Peters. He was a backup linebacker for the Ravens. So now, two guys for the Ravens stepped up a little bit this week, worth keeping eyes on. One of them I am picking up. One of them I'm just looking at. Looking at LJ Fort, 6 tackles, 1 sack last week. Picking up Amanda Bynes' brother, Josh Bynes, 8 tackles. He could be the guy that emerges in the middle for the Ravens. So, Josh Bynes, if you have the space, pick him up. Watch him for a week or two. If you have to drop him, I apologize. But Josh Bynes did this for the Cardinals last year. Had pretty good tackle numbers for the better part of the season last year with the Cardinals. The Ravens could use a tackle guy. Patrick Awunisor is a cool linebacker with a cool name, but I don't know if he's ever going to be a big tackle guy. Josh Bynes could be that guy for you. Jelani Tavai of the Lions, he's a rookie. He's a guy I'm looking at right now. Gerard Davis just can't seem to get it going and keep it going. Can't be consistent. He's looking more and more like a bust as time goes on. So Jelani Tavai, he had himself a pretty good game last week. His numbers are a little inconsistent, but they are on the uptick a little. But he's a rookie. Stash him on the taxi. He could eventually take Gerard Davis's starting job and run with it and put up some pretty solid numbers. Hopefully I pronounce this next guy right. Uchenna Nwosu of the Chargers, 22-year-old linebacker. He was a rookie last year. This guy is playing pretty well. He's on the uptick as well. And if you pick him up and he pans out, you've got him for 10 years. Uchenna Nwosu. He was a second-round pick last year for the Chargers. He's a guy I've got eyes on, picking up in every league if I have the space, because I do believe at some point he's going to emerge as the premier linebacker to own from the Chargers. Stay away from Reggie Ragland of the Chiefs. He had a defensive touchdown as well. He had done nothing up until that point. Dude was basically non-existent until week 7. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Reggie Ragland just poured a waterfall into the end zone in the form of 6 points. You don't need that. Stay away from that jelly. Okay, that's the IDP primer for this week. Hopefully that helps you guys out. Get you guys a much-needed win in Week 8 if Week 7 treated you terribly like it did me in a handful of leagues. And remember, the full episode of the Back Row Fantasy Show, we are doing everything a day early this week as per our Twitter post at the Back Row Show on Twitter. Everything's a day early. We'll be streaming Thursday night at about 9:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, which is my profile. Unfortunately, can't get it to go through the page. So let's just say streaming on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, or Periscope, however, whichever way you watch it, 9:45 p.m. Thursday. If you watch it on YouTube or Twitch, you can interact, ask us questions. We answer them all the time, as you can tell from the last few full-length shows. So YouTube, 9:45 p.m., or Twitch, 9:45 p.m., Thursday, Eastern Time. Get on there, ask us questions, talk us up. We're going to have a fun show. It's going to be a good stream. Thanks for listening, guys. Again, at the Back Row Show on Twitter. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. We appreciate it. We'll see you guys Thursday night.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.